calling 101. We're connecting you to Police Scotland. If you require an alternative force, press hash. Please say the name of the police force you'd like to be connected to.
Grampian.
So that's Grampian Police. Answering only yes or no, is that right?
Yes.
Please hold for the police force covering that area.
Thank you for holding. Your call will be answered in turn by the next available advisor.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I need to speak to Detective Inspector Kevin Walker.
Kevin Walker, okay. Has he made contact with you, or is he dealing with something for you?
Well, he was, but the thing is, he just emailed me.
Okay, so he's just...
And if you just give me a second, I'm going to give him some information. There's a letter here concerning the Crown Office and Procurator Fiscal Services, which is criminal allegations against police division.
Right, okay. The officer is on duty. I was just checking to see he was on duty. So he is. I'll see if he's in the office just now to take the call. What was your name?
Andrew Buchan.
Andrew Buchan. Bear with me a second, thank you.
It's Andrew Buchan.
Hello, Andrew. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I've got a letter here. I just emailed you the recording. But the letter, I've sent the complaint to the criminal allegations against the police. Or I think it's called... Yeah, that's the criminal allegations against police division. Now, it's a Kate Frame that's dealing with it now.
Yeah, I've got messages about it, so I've put a report in. Their professional standards about what I've done so far. So,
well, it doesn't surprise me that you've basically been stonewalled, because I've been going, as I say, I have memory problems, but I've been going through recordings, quite a few, and it's like I'm getting bounced off the walls as well.
Yeah.
I just sent you one, because I'm having to go through all my recordings again, because the Leaf Police took all my labelled recordings. I have mostly all the original copies, i.e. the first copies from the devices, and other than those that I posted abroad or carried abroad. But the thing is, I've just found that one. I think I have a few others.
And now the one you sent me, what's that in relation to?
And that was me contacting, it's from somebody, let me see, I don't want to lose that folder, so I'll open a new one. And I'll do a search. There should be documents. I should be able to find it. Here it is. Now...
Put me across to someone who can.
Well, we wouldn't deal with that over the phone.
a little bit longer than I thought, but it'll come to the end where it's all been dealt with already.
Yeah.
It's just getting there. It must be. I think it was a different recording they did that with, but I found a few. But essentially, this one demonstrates, if you just listen. I've received that reply, it's just that I can't find it in the pile of papers, but essentially I'm not sure if that was CISA or Tribunal Service, but I've also contacted Tribunal Service. So I contacted CISA, I contacted the Tribunal Service, and both come back with negative results. But as for the matter concerning Jackie Clayton, as for the matter concerning Jackie Clayton, as for the matter concerning Jackie Clayton and the files, I have several conversations recorded where she has admitted to me in possession of files. I've even had a discussion with her in Biblos on Chamber Street, which is on the corner of Southbridge and Chamber Street here in Edinburgh, and we discussed files. Now, they put them in something called a vault, and that was Stuart Wardle that was the first to mention the vault. He was the first to mention that they had files. They had a file also which dealt specifically with how I should be treated. And I asked Stuart Wardle for access to that file, and he said, you can't get that, you're denied access to that. I discussed that with Jackie Clayton, and there's a big bundle of files. They've got a huge bundle of files, okay?
Yep.
And that they did not return to me, and I've been trying to get them back for a while. They've admitted they've got a few recordings. I have to go through them. As I said, the Leaf Police had all the recordings. Now, that concern Partners in Advocacy, this matter with Partners in Advocacy, and quite a lot of other people. Now, they've got a lot. I would say they have at least 1,300 original recordings, with perhaps 300 to 600 copies. Okay?
And these are recordings of?
Everything. Even stuff with D.S. McBain. Quite a lot of officers in Grampian Police, conversations with Caroline Bonner, loads of stuff, officials, European officials, I think they might have a few that I had a conversation with about my army service in South America with the FBI. Because they were the only ones prepared to talk about it. It was basically concerned the child murders that were committed in South America. And the guy that tried to kill me, and I had to kill him, and the other three who ended up killing each other. I can't remember too much about that history, but they were supposed to kill me as well. I just basically bluffed my way out of that one.
Yeah.
But they've got all that, they haven't got that, sorry. That's in, well, it's been a while, but I travelled to Strasbourg, handed that over. I did some stuff in Paris and Lille. But the thing is, and I posted to other locations, but the thing is, yeah, they've got everything. Everything.
Your solicitor in Leaf, do they have, you'd mentioned before, you think you've got the whole case file for the tribunals.
Well, I have the case file. Now, I actually have a CD with what's it called? With all of what they gave me.
Right.
Okay. But I also gave what might be the original copy given to me by CISA. But it only has the final decision.
Yeah.
And it has about maybe 14 to 20 sheets max, and it is incomplete. I mean, I haven't actually, well, I probably read it, but as I say, I've got memory problems. But, I'm trying to think. You see, I had it uploaded online, but when I got realised somebody had hacked my account, it's a guy called Michael Coupins. He actually admitted and bragged about hacking it online. And he's since admitted basically to being like a bit of a sociopath. So, I mean, all online on his account online. So I removed it. I deleted the files, but I still have a full copy on CD. But I'm not sure if... I'm sure I have it here even. Let me have a look. I'll have to open a look at it here. PC. And I'll put CISA. Because that's how it was labelled. But the thing is, it's quite... I hardly... don't ever use this. Because it's... I bought some software to help me navigate it. And the software didn't work. And it's like individual files. They're PDF.
Yeah.
And I was trying to put them in one big file so that you could like scroll through it like a document.
Yeah.
Well, let me see documents. I'll do a thing here. I'll do CISA here again. Now, I'm just kind of like coming up with recordings, but I've got a hard drive that was overlooked. So... I've got quite a few hard drives to overlook. Well, I've stashed the other ones down. So let's see. I just got to wait. That's it there. Just got to wait for it. Press that. And I think it's this one. No, it's not. It'll be on, it's definitely on this drive. But I could put it on a disc. I have got like a disc somewhere, with all of the CISA files on it. Because I handed them over to, what's her name? Rebecca Samaras.
Who's she?
She works at the law school. And she was supposed to hand over to the advocates. What's happening there? Alright, wrong. There. That. There you go. That's open now. So let's see. Is it here? Which one would be the back? I've got a backup here. That's CQ27. I'll try this one. It's bound to be in this CISA appeal. I'll try this one. Document 1. Yeah. I'll just do a quick check here because I might be able to hand this sort of like I hope I haven't mixed them all. Document, cease to appeal papers. I think they'll probably be at the very beginning. That's the mandate. Cease to appeal. I wonder. There's something here. I think that's just one document. Yeah, that's just one document. Emails, document. I think it would probably be in number one. So I'll just go there. That's not going to be it. Nope, that's not it either. I'll go back. So what you're looking for, well, they didn't really put anything in. I think I've already emailed you the, right, I think I found the oral decision, but no, it's not much.
No, I've got the decision. I think what I was looking for, if the whole case file.
Well,
the notes from the panel members for
questions. Just a second, please. I'm going to have to discuss that with my solicitor.
Okay.
But the thing is, I think it's more like the minutes of the meeting you're looking for.
Well, it's notes about, obviously you're making a complaint about the police lying, so I would need to have, kind of, if there is any notes of what the questions were, then that would obviously be important.
Well, yeah, well, you see, they should have actually kept a record. Now, they were telling me that they don't. Now, there's absolutely, you see, they took me for an imbecile, and Jackie Clayton is the same. Now, she lied as well, okay? I've got a statement from the Tribunal Service. I've even got my present solicitor lying to me, and it's backed up by the Tribunal Service that he lied. I've got Jackie Clayton. It seems like I've got nothing but crooks handling my case. I took my files to a solicitor prior to the Tribunal.
Yeah.
That Jackie Clayton managed. I think she managed four. But this fella stole some files. And I saw him recently in my Leaf solicitor's office. Okay?
Yeah.
Like he was loitering for, see what he could make of it. Now, Mr. Ross Gardner basically came across to me right from the beginning as being someone who would give me a half hour of his time and put in for 6 hours on the legal aid sheet. And he's like, he thought he could rubber stamp me back to the hospital. Okay, and I had a discussion with him in the hall, very public, very loud, and now he's behaving himself. But they're still trying to slap me with the mental health gag. So I've had to dismiss one of their partners, and I did it more. They also put her in a place publicly in the courts, and she was looking very sheepish. I think the judge had a word with her as well. Okay? But anyway, I'm just coming across crooks wherever I go. You know? I just can't seem to get anything done the way it should be done.
Okay.
So what I've even got this lawyer that I have in Glasgow. I've got him lying to me, as I say, I record everything. I'd make no exception. I do not discriminate as far as that's concerned. And he lied. He has lied. Now, he's got the file. I think he was using it to prop the desk up because he didn't even bother to look at it. Yeah, he assessed my case, he said, and you do not have a case. You do not even have witness statements. And I said, look, pal, there's about at least 12 witness statements in there. And he said, where? I said, it's in the file you said you should have looked at. You see? Assessed my case. I think he just did it for the legal aid. There's a lot of solicitors like that going. I mean, probably all of them. You know? You've seen with the list that Rebecca Samaras gave me. I think I might have sent you a copy of that. There was a solicitor called Thompson. Someone came into the office whilst we were discussing things, and she said, I don't know, I forgot if it was a woman or a man, but they were outside, just outside, the door was left open, and she said, is he here or something like that, and did he bring any more files? And he says, no, but, you know, don't, just go and come back later. And he just basically threw me out in the office, basically. He just did me for the half hour or the hour to get the legal aid. And they've done that with me virtually right from the word go.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're all crooks. I mean, there's people at the court said that when I first went. The people who listen in on the conversations in the courts, they said the same thing. They're all crooks. And I asked to see, right, what crooks are up for what today then? And they sent me to the solicitor's office. They said, well, they're all in there, all the crooks.
Yeah, just going back to what you said, did you say your prison solicitor does have a copy of the case file?
Well, the one in, I'm not too sure that I'm going to be keeping him, but what I'm going to do is I'll phone him. It's very difficult to get hold of him as well, because he's found out that I've got him lying.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because the police, at least, probably let him know that. But he now knows I've got him up against the wall, and he's at least trying to be cooperative, but I don't think it would be quite right to continue with him.
Right.
Because I think he's as bent as all the others. But anyway, he has got a copy of the file, but I've got an electronic copy. I'm looking at it now. I think there's over 1,000. I'll look at the number here. There's like, this one is 684 in that file. That's file number 2.
Is that in relation to the tribunal itself?
This is the CSIP.
Yeah, the tribunal.
And in this one, there's 284. So almost 1,000, I think. About 980 something, but there's also the final decision on top of that.
Okay, and those 1,000 pages or so,
With my solicitor, but I'm not wanting to hand that over. But what I'll do is I'll ask him if it's prudent to allow you access to the file.
Yeah.
Because I feel all that you really require is the goings on in the first of the 4 meetings, where DC Brown said that there is no. Absolutely no evidence of drugs misuse at the homes or anywhere else, he said. And also the last one, which was on the 3rd, I think it was the 3rd of May last year, where Caroline Bonner said that there was no sign of anyone, and that I think she said she went to the home. I insisted, I forced upon her. I mean, I basically said, look, I don't expect any justice here. That was my words, roughly. So, I mean, you may as well tell the truth. Did you go to... You could tell the truth basically with impunity. And she says, did you go to them? But she said she did. And... Or you contacted them. They did a thorough investigation, so that means they went... They would have went or contacted the home at the very least. Paul Morrell's still there, or was still there as of the middle of this year. Okay? So he said that you could talk to Jackie Clayton. Jackie Clayton will have good recall concerning this matter. If she said she does not, she's a liar.
Well, unfortunately, she's not willing to speak to me at this stage. But you hit it in the nail on the head just when you said that all I need access to is just the kind of anything in relation to the actual tribunal proceedings themselves.
Well, all I could probably offer you insofar as that's concerned is roughly those 20 sheets I spoke of.
Yeah.
So what I'll do now is phone my solicitor in what's it called? Yeah, Glasgow. I just get confused there about the courts, because he's never available. He's always at court, or in England. Here's a strange one too. They lied about the number of offices they had. They said they only had two. I found, I think, maybe four in total. They denied the existence of the other one. I just basically asked them like an idiot. And they assured, well, the secretary or somebody assured me that they only had, I think, two offices. But they've had offices popping up all over the place. And they have an office in London. So, you know, I'm getting lied to all the time.
Okay.
But what I'll do is I'll hang up and I'll phone them now. And you'll have to make it official, so there'll have to be a bit of paperwork involved. But personally, I feel you should just hand it over to the Crown Prosecution. Where's that letter? To the criminal, or the criminal allegations against police division. Because, you know, I mean, if Jackie Clayton's telling you she's not going to talk to you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the law concerning that? I mean, this is a serious matter. Why is she not talking to you about that?
Well, there's obviously personal circumstances involved there.
Well, what's the personal circumstances? It's a criminal matter. She was supposed to be my representative. She claimed to be my representative. I mean, it's like a game of ping pong with these people. One day they're represented me, the next day they're not. Now, the Tribunal Service has her as my legal representative. She represented me on that day, and she spoke to me in the room like the business with the fool for a client. Okay? Now, I didn't know what she meant, but I remembered one thing I was told a long time ago, and I even witnessed a man being the fool for a client, and he got 6 months. And the judge even warned him not to proceed to employ a solicitor. You know, and that he was prepared to appoint one for him right now. And he got 6 months for being an idiot. Okay? Now, I know I don't need to consider whether I'm representing myself or not. I've never done that. And I never will. And she was expecting me to do that. She said something about fool for a client. She was basically going in there, but trying to give the impression that I was representing myself. And when I was in the court, they asked me if I minded Jackie Clayton representing. I said, well, look, as far as I'm concerned, she is. But it was like, I am not representing him, yes I'm representing him, no I'm not representing him. And that was in the tribunal.
Yeah.
See, if they're refusing the record, okay, it's quite simple. The police have lied, okay, and I have recordings where I'm obviously basically bounced off the wall, right? So we've got all these recordings. The police, you basically said that day, I mean, I asked you a direct question. I've gone over the recording. Did they lie? You said yes.
No, I didn't.
Excuse me, you did. The recording's right here.
I said that they're not disputing what they said at the trial.
And I did ask directly. You should go and look at the recording. Now, listen.
Well, I don't need to.
Please, let's leave it there.
No, I can't.
Now, hang on a second.
Something is not true.
I have adequate evidence in the way of recording.
Well,
I have been badly treated, and people have behaved in a criminal manner.
Okay.
There's no disputing that. So these people have to be brought out.
I'm with you, Andrew. All I'm saying is that if you...
Well, the 20 sheets or so are there. You know, they are there. And I'll discuss it with my solicitor. But as I said, I'm not very happy about him even representing me, you know. But I'll discuss it with him.
Yeah.
But I can give you the 20 sheets because I personally feel you should have the 20 sheets. But not, well, I actually feel you should just give it to the Procurator Fiscal now, everything you have.
Well, I'm the investigating officer, so I have to have them to see what's on them first.
Well, hang on a second. Thank you for your letter of 11 November enclosing a DVD of additional material. I've requested that inquiries be made into the matters which you have raised insofar as they relate to allegations of criminal conduct by police officers in the course of their duty, and will be in touch with you again once those inquiries are progressed. Yours faithfully, Kate Frame, Head of Criminal Allegations Against Police Division. Now, that's the 11th of November. I think you've been working at this quite some time, and you're telling me every time that you're up against a wall all the time. That's basically what you're telling me, isn't it?
Well, I'm keeping you updated on the progress of the inquiry. That's...
You keep me updated, and the updates you give me are you've got another wall.
Well, I've been telling you exactly what's happening, that's what...
Well, that's it, and what you're telling me is you're up against another wall.
Well, I'm telling you the progress of the inquiry, that's what I'm doing.
And that's the progress of the inquiry, you're well, up against the wall.
Well, I'm still progressing it, but what I really need from you is that case file, or parts of the case file linked to the tribunal, so if you get in touch with your solicitor, that would be really good, and if I can view that 20 or so sheets that lead to the goings-on at the tribunal, that would be a really good step forward, I would suggest that.
Okay, just a second. Hello?
Postman.
Okay, I'll be a minute.
I'll be back at the door.
Right, okay, fine. Right, I'll do that now. I'll phone him now.
Good.
But the chances are I'm going to have to go and see him. And I'm not very well. Every time I travel, it takes me a week at least to recover. Okay, so I'm quite prepared to travel.
Well, I can easily go and view at the solicitor's office.
Well, I have to talk to him first.
Yeah, but you can
do
that.
That's not a problem. But what I mean by it has to be official in that there has to be paperwork, I have to discuss it with him. I think there will be something like a mandate or something that needs to be signed.
Okay, well, I'll leave you to discuss that with the solicitor, and... if you can leave a message or something for me as to how you go.
It's just that I don't see the point in you having the 984.
No, I totally agree. I'm really needing to know if there's anything in relation specifically to the tribunal what was said. Uh-huh. That's all
there's also
I really...
one other, this Watson people near something bridge. They're corrupt solicitors as well, because they actually said in front of... Well, they thought I'd left the office, and the fella said, we can take this one basically all the way. So you're going to find a lot of rot. If you forget the minutes, I'd be very interested in getting hold of the minutes for when this Watson solicitors in Glasgow represented me on the original claim for CISA. I didn't want this criminal compensation thing. I wanted a case heard in open court. Every step of the way they've denied me. That's every solicitor, every advocacy service has denied me that right. But you can see why people are screaming to have these courts out in the open. They've every reason to have them out in the open. But I'll go and call my solicitor now.
Okay. Thanks, Andrew. I'll hear from you in due course.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.